For those suffering from addictions and unhealthy attachments, life may feel like a never-ending struggle to let go of those vices. But there is a ministry for those suffering and for their families that allow God's healing grace to pour over them, bring them to recovery. Catholic in Recovery is an organization that seeks to serve those suffering from addictions such as alcoholism, gambling, drug, and food addictions. They have a day retreat coming up for everyone involved. And joining me today to share more is Jeremy Starr. Jeremy is one of the organizers in helping the event take off at St. Paul's Catholic Church in Eugene. Good morning, Jeremy. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, and good morning to you too.
Well, Jeremy, what a wonderful opportunity to have this retreat, along with the weekly retreats that are offered there at St. Paul's. First, can you tell us a little bit about Catholic in Recovery and how this is maybe the same and different from a typical 12-step program?
Yes, we meet weekly Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Parish, but we also have the Zoom option. So anybody throughout the state of Oregon that would like to join us on Zoom, contact me. I'll be happy to send you the Zoom link and you can join us. But what we are, we provide healing from addiction, compulsions, and unhealthy attachments. And we use, we overlap with the scriptures for Sunday's readings, liturgical themes, and recovery topics. We are kind of intertwined with the 12-step recovery model, but we are a very wide open recovery. Catholics in Recovery is very wide open. The door is very wide, and there's many things that we cover, almost any unhealthy attachment, which gives, you know, a lot of hope to a lot of people that have, you know, during this pandemic the last couple of years, we've seen a great increase in all sorts of unhealthy attachments, addictions of many kinds. And so we're trying to offer some relief and some healing through Christ's forgiveness and working with him and through him. And we've had great results, and it's really a wonderful, thrilling interaction between our group and liturgical themes and readings and teachings of the Catholic Church.
Oh, well, we definitely know in our faith, especially our Catholic faith, that well, that is a part of our prayer and our healing. And so it seems obvious that Catholic in Recovery would be a great option for people. You know, Jeremy, for those who would attend maybe a weekly meeting, maybe give us the details about what's going to happen, who it's for, and who you're inviting to come and be a part of it.
Well, we are very fortunate to have the founder of Catholic in Recovery, Scott Wieman, coming up from San Diego for this one-day retreat on April 30th. It's from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And it culminates at the end of the day with reconciliation and then Mass at 4:30 at St. Paul's Parish. The cost for the full day retreat, including lunch, is only $30. So it's an incredible value. But it's a one-day retreat for individuals, families, and community members impacted by addiction. Participants will be immersed in witness talks, discussions, Catholic in Recovery meetings, sacraments, and fellowship. And like I said, the Saturday Vigil Mass will follow. So you can register to attend this by visiting www.catholicinrecovery.com/events, or you can contact me, Jeremy Starr. My phone number is 541-915-5602. Or my email is jeremystarr@bhhsrep.com. So we're very excited to have this retreat, one-day retreat in Eugene, and really fortunate to be able to have Scott Wieman come in from San Diego to facilitate and conduct the retreat.
Jeremy Starr is joining me today. Jeremy is at St. Paul's Catholic Church in Eugene. He is joining me today to talk about a very special event, Catholic in Recovering Day-Long Retreat. Well, it just really gives you the extra time needed to really delve into some of these topics. Jeremy, you mentioned this a little bit a moment ago in our introduction, and you talked about the effects of the pandemic. Well, it does feel like we are hopefully looking at the pandemic and the restrictions and everything kind of in our rearview mirror, but the lasting effects, I think they're still going to take us maybe even a little bit longer. Can you maybe share with our listeners about how, coming through the pandemic, how, addictions have really kind of maybe increase, and it's a variety of things that people are suffering from, and how this retreat could really be a step to help people in recovery.
Certainly, just the idea that, we weren't able to go to our parishes to have mass, to be in person there for so long. And I think a lot of addiction and unhealthy attachments were amplified during the pandemic. And so now that we're coming out of the other side of it, people are left with this feeling of a little bit of helplessness and hopelessness. And so what we're trying to do with Catholic in Recovery is provide a way to help them identify and overcome these unhealthy attachments and addictions. And it's just a very unusual time that we've gone through the last couple of years. And I think it's very fortunate that we have operations like Catholic in Recovery to provide a basis and be able to help people overcome some of these personal problems that they have, that we all have. And so we're kind of in this together, but we want to come through with a solution and have our Lord Jesus Christ help us do it.
Oh, amen to that. Well, Jeremy, it's going to be a wonderful event. Again, as I said, just an additional way to spend more time working on these unhealthy attachments. For our listeners, again, can you remind them all of the details about both your weekly meetings and also the special day-long retreat coming up on April 30th?
Certainly. Our weekly meeting is on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. It's at the St. Paul Parish in Eugene, Oregon. It's also, we are on Zoom, so we're happy to provide the Zoom link. And then on April 30th, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at St. Paul Catholic Church in Eugene, Oregon, Scott Wieman from San Diego is coming in to do a one-day retreat to help people overcoming addictions and unhealthy attachments. And this is going to be a phenomenal opportunity for people to connect. It's going to be an incredible opportunity for people to be able to find the strength and the resources to help them overcome these problems that many of us all suffer together.
Well, we will pray for you and for your day retreat that it will go off beautifully. And Jeremy, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
And again, that is Jeremy Starr from St. Paul Catholic Church in Eugene. Their event, again, coming up on Saturday, April 30th. But there is also information on their weekly meetings for Catholic in Recovery. I will be sure to add all of the information that Jeremy has talked about, and I'll add those links to the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app.